Hello and welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap with me, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Sunday, July 13th, 2025, and we are looking at industry news updates that have been affecting both consumers and businesses within Australia. First up, let's tackle the global issues. It seems that the rock and roll days of the American first trade policies keep resonating across the world stage. This week, our focus is on a report from Swiss Re. The concerns raised stem from America's tariff strategies. Underlying these are fears that the global property and casualty insurance market may find itself swaying to a slower beat, a potentially worrying sign for growth in insurance premiums around the globe, as the GDP might take a toll. However, there is a silver lining for us here in Australia. Our profitability in the insurance sector is expected to rise thanks to better underwriting strategies and stable returns. Indeed, the report even projects a steady return on equity of 9.7% until 2027, with our premium volume having grown to over $98 billion last year. The situation serves as a reminder of the resilience within global insurance, even when the rhythm of economic uncertainties and market volatility start to play. Turning our eyes on home, there are important changes to navigate in Australia's life insurance advice landscape. We recently heard from experts in the field, Zurich Australia's Kieran Ford and Hayes & Co.'s Catherine Hayes, over the retail life insurance market's current challenges as well as future prospects. The static growth in the sector, largely driven by premium hikes rather than new clientele, is worrying. Technology and training programs seem to be highlighted as the way forward to enhance advice quality and tackle the underinsurance issue. It's clear the beat needs to change, and expanding the advisor base offering risk advice appears to be our first step on the dance floor. Next, we focus on interesting legal play as the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has taken a step to challenge federal court's fair term ruling concerning a pre-existing condition clause in HCF life insurance products. The game is hovering on the lines of consumer protections and insurer regulations, with a successful appeal potentially reshaping the way transparency and fairness in insurance and financial product contracts are viewed. Lastly, enhancing building management is on the cards as Insurance Council of Australia advocates for strata law reform in the Australian Capital Territory. The hallmarks of the proposed changes resonate with similar reforms in New South Wales centered around transparency regulations and insurance fees. However, the hope doesn't stop there. Educating committee members and reinforcing maintenance systems come along as strong points in their efforts for better strata governance. There you have it, a snapshot of this week's main events and updates in Australia's insurance industry, as presented to you by Financial Services Online. You can find out more about our personal insurance and business insurance products at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for more insights in the world of insurance. Until then, this is Paige Estratori, wishing you a great day ahead.